KXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Fleet Farm will make significant changes to its gun sale policies under a settlement with the state of Minnesota. The Attorney General's office sued the retailer in 2022 for selling guns to straw purchasers despite multiple red flags. A judge declined to dismiss the case last October, and the AG's office announced the settlement agreement Tuesday. To prevent straw purchasers from buying a gun on someone else's behalf, Fleet Farm employees must now undergo improved training, act upon a specific list of warning signs, and are subject to new discipline policies for failing to do so. Additionally, the retailer will pay $1 million to resolve the lawsuit. The Nisswa City Council will again start looking for a new city administrator after the top candidate turned down the position. The Echo Journal reports Waterford, Wisconsin Village Administrator Zeke Jackson opted not to accept the city's offer. Jackson told the Star Tribune he was unable to find housing in the area. The city's first ever administrator, Jenny Max, resigned last spring after 8 years in the position. Two interim administrators have quit in the month since. Early voting opens Friday for two school district referendums in northern Minnesota. Aiken and Staples Motley are asking residents to approve building bonds. After its measure failed in November, Aiken is again asking voters for a new elementary school. The $55 million ask is about one-third less than the last. Staples Motley wants to use $42 million to address a variety of needs, including roof repairs, updating career and technical education spaces, and building four new classrooms at the elementary school. Staples Motley says the new debt would replace old debt that is being paid off, so the referendum wouldn't raise taxes for residents. Voters can request mail-in ballots online or vote early in person. Early voting is at the Aiken County Auditor's Office and the Staples Motley District Office in Staples. Find more information in our election guides at kaxe.org. Anglers may be lamenting the end of walleye season, but fishing opportunities remain a little more open than in years past. That's because bass fishing is now open year-round. The harvest season still closed Sunday, but under new rules adopted by the DNR in January, you can still catch and release bass until the harvest reopens in late May. The DNR says the move had broad public support. The Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe was also supportive. The Leech Lake Band approved of the change so long as the DNR continues to monitor bass populations. Other 2026 fishing regulations go into effect Sunday, including new rules for some lakes in Beltrami, Crow Wing, and Itasca counties. The new regulations book is available online or wherever fishing licenses are sold. The Beltrami County Soil and Water District and Red Lake Department of Natural Resources are offering 200 well water test kits for free. Testing will check levels of coliform bacteria, E. coli, nitrates, lead, arsenic, and manganese. If results show unsafe levels, residents may be eligible for water treatment and remediation assistance. Beltrami County residents can pick up kits at the Environmental Services Office in Bemidji. Red Lake Nation residents should contact the Red Lake Department of Natural Resources. Boys swimmers from Hibbing, Grand Rapids, and Brainerd are strong contenders to make the podium at the state meet this week. Hibbing senior Wiley Stenson is the favorite in the 100 freestyle based on the seed times used by the MSHSL. He's also seeded fifth in the 100 backstroke. Stenson's part of Hibbing's 200 medley and 200 free relays, which are seeded third. The Grand Rapids 200 medley relay has the second fastest seed time. Junior Zach Vidmar is poised to finish in the top eight in the 100 breaststroke, and sophomore Jake Brunn in the 100 butterfly. In AA, Brainerd freshman Bennett Day is seeded fourth in the 100 free. Swimmers from Detroit Lakes, Mesabi East, and Proctor are just outside the top eight, meaning they still have a good shot at medaling. In all, rural northern Minnesota will have nearly 50 entries at state. Bemidji, International Falls, Rock Ridge, and Park Rapids will also have athletes competing. State diving preliminaries are Thursday at the University of Minnesota. Swimming preliminaries are Friday, and finals for both are Saturday. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.